I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and we're running so late this week, or last week. This is technically the show for last week, which, there goes my phone going dingle again, but anyway, which is because I'm running late. Oh well. But at any rate, I'm glad we're at least getting this show in before we do another show this coming weekend. Sigh. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, and I will say this. I appreciate you guys that are watching. I really do. Even if I'm a little late, at least you're watching. And here's the thing. We had another person join us as a patron on Patreon. Now, of course, our Patreon page is at patreon.com/Dr. Bill, as it says there on the screen. And I encourage you to become a patron of the show, because every time you become a patron, every time you contribute to the Dr. Bill Show, you support the silliness. And we need more silliness in the world. We really do. There's too many serious things going on. We need somebody out there who's nutty and silly and so forth, like me. I do this as a public service. Yes, I do. Yes, Fred. Somebody's got to do it. Good old Fred. Fred, of course, is, for those of you that are not aware, is my imaginary friend. You know, I was going to blame the whole being late this week on Fred being an imaginary friend. I figured, well, why not? But he threatened me. You say, but Dr. Bill, how can an imaginary friend hurt you? He has ways. Besides, he says things here on the screen, you know, who knows what he's liable to say? Give away my deep secrets. Yeah. Well, I am a lovable little fuzzball. I don't really have any deep secrets. But anyway, neither here nor there. One of the things that occurred that was going to be on the show this past weekend that isn't on because there was no show until now is May the 4th be with you. This was Star Wars Day back last week. May the 4th. Get it? Yes. It's a geeky holiday, and I definitely enjoy it. You go around and tell people, may the 4th be with you. Yes, and we're looking forward to the next Star Wars movie. At least I am. And the Game Master, my son, the Game Master, he's definitely looking forward to the next Star Wars movie. He was kind of eh, a little meh at first, until he saw the second trailer. Then he started getting excited. He's a big Star Wars fan. All right, let's move on. Because I'm doing this before I go to work, and I've got to go to work. So I'm doing it on a, what is today? Today's Tuesday. I'm doing it on a Tuesday. It's weird. It's got me all bum-fuzzled. Bum-fuzzled. Yes, that's a word. I'm not sure where it came from, but it's a word. Anyway, I made it up, if nothing else. Anyway, so, a $9 computer. Yes, this is like the Raspberry Pi, a little bitty computer on a little tiny board. But it's pretty amazing. It's got a lot of power. For such a little computer, and only $9. I mean, come on, $9. You probably throw away $9 on junk. You can get this computer, and I've got an actual video linked on the website. Of course, the website is the blog, which is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. So this computer costs $9, and it's giving the Raspberry Pi a run for its money. Dude. So check it out. You probably want to get one. I mean, get one, play with it. You know? I mean, it's highly geeky. So it's worth it. Another video that I posted on the blog this past week was A five-year-old kid that does Bruce Lee's routine with his nunchucks. With nunchucks. I forget it. I can't do it. But this little kid, five-year-old kid, is doing this routine. And so I have it here for your viewing pleasure on the blog for you to check out. Bruce Lee's nunchuck scene. And then that reminded me of a video from long ago, far away, by Melody Sheep. Now, if you've never heard Melody Sheep, he takes someone speaking and he converts it with his technology into singing. So he made Bruce Lee sing about being like water. Be like water, my friend. Yes, and Bruce Lee, and he's got the video of Bruce Lee talking about being like water. And it's quite cool. So I thought I might just put that video on the blog this week as well, or this past week, because Melody Sheep's stuff is pretty cool. You should check it out. Okay, then we had an article here that I posted, Windows 10, is this the final version of Windows? Now the point is, Windows 10 may be the last major release, and then they're just going to do subsequent updates as regular installments. Microsoft has said that that's what they're going to do. That's pretty weird to think about. No more different versions of Windows. No more good version, bad version, good version, bad version. Whoa. Now that's assuming that Windows 10 will be a good version. You know. And if it is, then that's pretty amazing. That would be a change of how they do everything they do at Microsoft. Which, let's face it, is probably a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Whoa! Thank you, Fred. Good old Fred. He throws in the Geek Software of the Week drum roll because it's time once again for the Geek Software of the Week. That's why. See, he had a reason. At any rate, Geek Software of the Week this week is different. It's a very different Geek Software of the Week because it's one of those things that I found in a moment of need. Usually the best Geek Software of the Weeks come when I really, really need something and I've got to search for it and find it. Here was the situation. I have a friend of mine. Now, it's not that I do that because he's not a good friend. He is a good friend. Great guy. But he's not very computer savvy. And he's one of those guys that when he sees the little monkey going across the screen and it says, click on the monkey, he does. You should never click on the monkey or a car or anything you see running across your screen. Just don't click on it. And I've told him time and time again, don't click. Don't download. Don't install stuff. But he does. And of course it hoses his PC up and he gets infected with malware and viruses and everything else in the world. And so he, as usual, he sends me his PC and says, can you fix it? Well, this time he hosed it up so bad, I couldn't fix it. I had to wipe the sucker. Matter of fact, I tried installing Windows over his installation and it wouldn't. So I had to literally wipe it with Active Kill Disk, which is software that you can find online that basically will write ones and zeros over your entire drive in order to wipe it out. Wow, I had to do that before I could even reinstall Windows. Well, of course, his PC is an old PC, and he doesn't have the driver disk, and he has no idea what motherboard's in it, and I didn't want to crack the machine because, you know, man, most people's PCs get cruddy. Terribly, terribly cruddy. And you open them up and the dust and the crud comes out and it's just blah. So I didn't want to do that. Just leave it all contained. So I found this software. It's called Driver Toolkit. And what this software does is you run the software on the machine and it will find all the drivers and it will find all the the hardware, I'm saying, and then all the drivers for that hardware, and you could download it in one click, install it in one more click. Dude! And it found all of the hardware of this old PC. And it installed all the drivers, and it worked great. Saved me hours of time. And even though I didn't want to pay the lifetime license of $29.90, because, you know, you only need it for this one PC in my case. It allowed me, it said, would you like to just buy a month's worth? And it was like $6.95, something like that. And so I got it for, I mean, it saved me so much time. I said, yes. So, I mean, this will scan your PC. It will update your drivers. It has like 8 million plus database of hardware and drivers. Dude. And it found all the hardware on this old PC, like, bing. That's so awesome. And then you go to system and you go to drivers and you look and see what's listed, and everything is listed. It found everything. It fixed everything. Whoa. I mean, that's awesome. So I was really jazzed about the software. And I like that. That's, to me, that's my favorite Geek Software of the Week type software, is when it saves my bacon and makes my life easier. That's when I want to share it with somebody. So yes, it's not free. You do have to pay for it, but it's worth it, really. Anyway, pretty awesome. I really enjoyed it, and it works so well. Anyway, last item we have for this particular compressed episode is more info on the new Microsoft Edge browser was released. Microsoft spent the past few days, this is Ars Technica, it's an article by Peter Bright. He says here, Microsoft spent the last few days talking about the new browser, formerly known as Project Spartan. What it will do, what it won't do, and what it won't do yet, but will do soon. Sounds like a, you know, like one of those commercials in the middle of the night. It'll do this, it'll do that. But wait, there's more. Anyway, we already knew the Microsoft Edge would remove much of the legacy technology that's found in Internet Explorer. Hooray! I'm glad it's getting rid of all the Internet Explorer yuckiness that makes it such an unsafe browser. I mean, really, folks, you should be using Chrome or at least Firefox, not Internet Explorer. Anyway, Microsoft is giving perhaps the fullest rundown of what's not in Edge this week. Not in Edge. The two traditional ways of extending Internet Explorer, ActiveX and Browser Helper objects, are both gone. Which is awesome, because those are the areas that mostly were the problem with its security. That means no plugins, no toolbars, no Java, no Silverlight. It doesn't, however, mean no Flash. That is a built-in capability. PDF rendering is also built-in, which is cool. I like that. In their place are Chrome-like extensions. Ha ha. See, Microsoft saying, you know, Chrome is getting it right. Maybe we should go along. You know what I'm saying? So Chrome-like extensions are built-in HTML and JavaScript. However, these aren't coming immediately. Although Microsoft has demonstrated the popular Reddit enhancement suite running in Edge with, the company says, minimal changes from its Chrome version. There you go. The initial release of Edge won't support these extensions. There's no specific timeline as to when they'll be added. But at least they're trying. Give them credit for that, at least. And death to Internet Explorer! Yes. You say, Dr. Bill, that was rather extreme, wasn't it? Not if you've had people like this buddy of mine that's getting infected all the time because he's using not-so-safe computing techniques, shall we say. Anything that makes my life easier will be much appreciated. I know you're saying, Dr. Bill, why don't you just tell him, forget it. Yeah, he's a nice guy, you know. And I'm just a soft touch for fixing people's computers. But don't ask me to fix yours. Yeesh. I only got so much time. Anyway, enough of this. Join us next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net, with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.